listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. An abdominal aortic aneurysm is the 13th leading cause of death in the country, the third leading cause of sudden death. If you have an abdominal aortic aneurysm, you have an 80% chance of dying. They are practically impossible to treat, so early detection is critical. This Saturday, there is a free screening. And to tell us more, we're joined by Dr. Matthew Seidman. He is a vascular surgeon at the University Health Science Center. Welcome to The Source, Dr. Matthew.
Thank you for having me.
So this aortic aneurysm, how do you detect them? What's the early detection? How does that work?
So early detection for them is actually fairly easy and straightforward, and that's kind of what we're going to be doing this Saturday. All it takes is an ultrasound, kind of like a sonogram that women have when they're pregnant. Easy test. It's non-invasive. There's no pain in it. It's just a little gel that they put on the abdomen, and a probe is run over the abdomen. It uses sound waves to look inside somebody's belly and see their aorta and measure what the diameter is of it. So a normal aorta for a patient or any person should be about the size of their thumb, about 1.5 to 2 centimeters in diameter. Patients who have abdominal aortic aneurysms, they have a weakening of the wall of the aorta in their abdomen, and it slowly grows over time like a balloon. And just like a balloon, if it gets too large, it can pop or rupture. And unfortunately, when aneurysms rupture, there's about a 90% mortality from it.
Now, the phone lines are open. If you got a question or a comment about this aortic aneurysm and this detection and this screening, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. So this is the largest blood vessel in the body. It's coming straight up out of the heart. When the heart pumps, it's shooting that blood straight out into the aortic vessel. And so it's under a lot of pressure.
It is under a lot of pressure, and there's several risk factors that lead people to have aneurysms, one of them being high blood pressure. If patients who have an aneurysm have high blood pressure, it's more likely to grow and enlarge faster than someone whose blood pressure is under control. The other risk factors are gender. Men are much more common to have it than women. Ethnicity. So it's more common in Caucasians and African Americans than Hispanics and Asians. Other factors include smoking, much more common in smokers than non-smokers, high cholesterol, and atherosclerosis.
And a family history?
Family history is one of the most important ones. I was just sitting here thinking, what did I forget to say? Family history is one of the biggest predictors, so much so to the fact that if a first-degree relative has an aortic aneurysm, their brothers have about a 25% chance of having one. And interestingly, with it, it's kind of flip-flopped with gender. So if the first patient is a woman, her brother has a 40% chance of having it. So it's much stronger transmission if a woman actually has one.
So this the screening, the abdominal aortic aneurysm ultrasound screening, is this Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon at the Robert B. Greene Campus Clinic Pavilion at 903 West Martin on the second floor imaging service. So, but you need to call ahead to schedule a time, is that right?
That's correct.
And so that number is 210-567-5715, and we'll have this also on our website, 567-5715, and you put in it. So how long does it take to get screened?
It doesn't take long at all. In that four-hour span, we've got slots for almost 300 people to be screened. So we're going to have four rooms going, and it takes about 5-10 minutes to actually do the screening.
And how long before, after you get screened, does a doctor look at that information and make a judgment?
Yes, I'm actually going to be the doctor there this weekend, kind of supervising the studies. It's estimated in these screenings that, if we screen 300 people, we'll probably find one or two patients who actually have a large aneurysm that needs to have something done. Most patients will probably be normal. Mostly because of our population here in San Antonio, and and that even though it is the 13th leading killer in the United States and third leading killer for sudden death for men over 60, it's just not that terribly common, which is probably why most people haven't really heard of it.
Right, and so the condition that we're concerned about is if you have this ballooning of the aortic vessel, blood vessel, and sometimes you can feel, a person may feel a tightening of the chest over time, or maybe a shortness of breath, or having trouble swallowing, or a hoarseness of the throat, but then maybe there may be no symptoms at all, and then it could burst, and that would be a very tragic event.
Right. If we find them, if we find them before they rupture, there are surgical treatments for it that are very effective. They're over 95% effective at, or they're 100% effective, but they're over 95% survival from the elective repair of these aneurysms.
And so, is that like a stent kind of thing, or is that like actually opening the chest kind of a surgery?
Well, so most of them are in the abdomen. They can occur in the chest as well. That's actually less common than the ones in the abdomen. There's two ways to fix them. The traditional, what we call a traditional open repairs, where we open the abdomen, stop the blood flow through the aneurysm, open up the aneurysm, and replace the weakened part of the artery with an artificial graft. And that's a fairly major surgery, but even doing that fairly major surgery, it can be done with less than 5% risk of major complications or death. But the recovery from that is about a week in the hospital and really about 6 to 12 weeks for the patient to really feel back to normal again. The newer way to fix it is, like you said, with a stent. They're these specialized stents that have fabric wrapped around them, and it's essentially like repairing a flat tire by putting a tube on the inside. So we assemble the stent inside the aneurysm using x-rays to guide where we're going, and then basically seal off the artery from normal artery above the aneurysm to normal arteries below the aneurysm so that the blood is rerouted through the stent and directed away from the aneurysm itself. And when those stents work, the aneurysm will actually shrink over time.
Now, what do you do with the information when you do screen people? Is that kept private and confidential?
It is kept private and confidential, and any positive findings we have, I'll be on site to counsel the patient a little bit, but mainly they need to take their information back to their primary care doctor give that to their primary care doctor to keep as part of their medical record. And again, if we find something that is of the size where it probably should be treated, then that's up for the patient and their primary care doctor to decide what's the next best step.
Because there's a judgment call here. You said typically it's about 2.5 centimeters, but it's not quite ballooning just yet. Maybe it's at 3.5, mm-hmm. Not enough to justify a risky surgery, but to keep an eye on it? Or how do you make that call?
So we follow them with size. So the threshold really for operating is about 5.5 centimeters for a man and 5 centimeters for a woman. Just from studies done over the past couple decades looking at the risk of rupture, it's fairly low until you reach about that 5.5 centimeter threshold, at which point the risk of rupture starts to climb exponentially. So when they reach a 5 or 5.5 centimeters, there's about a 5% annual risk of rupture at that point, which is about break even for the risk of doing the surgery. So at that threshold, we recommend surgery. When we find aneurysms that are smaller than that, we do surveillance of them, usually with ultrasounds at 6 to 12-month intervals, to kind of watch the aneurysm and to see how it grows. As long as it's small and the risk is less than the risk of surgery, then we continue to watch them.
We're talking about a free screening that is happening this Saturday at the Robert B. Greene Campus Clinic Pavilion downtown from 8 to noon. It's for the abdominal aortic aneurysm. It's an ultrasound screening. It is non-invasive. It is not painful. And with the information that you gain could save your life. If you got a question, you can call in to get an appointment. The number there is 567-5715, and we're talking with Dr. Seidman about this. So it used to be thought that if it was detected, there wasn't a whole lot of options for people that they didn't want to know. But it seems like that there's been a lot of advances in treatment for a aortic aneurysm if it's detected in time.
Yeah, that's true. It's a very survivable thing if we can diagnose them before they rupture. And like we said, we follow them when they're small. When they reach the size where they become risky, we repair them. And the surgery is very successful. The stents have an advantage over the open surgery in that you're looking at about 2 days stay in the hospital and about a 2 week recovery. I always tell my patients that the bar, as far as the best outcome I had, was when I was working in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I had an 89-year-old farmer who was very active. He came to me with an aneurysm. We placed a stent into him, and he went home in 2 days. He came back about 3 weeks after surgery, and he said, "Doc, you're going to be mad at me." And I said, "Oh, what for?" He said, "Well, I know you told me to take it easy, but I've been on my tractor baling hay for the last week because I felt fine and it needed baling." And I said, "That's perfect. That's exactly what we want."
And so the people at risk, what age group would be most at risk?
Most at risk is going to be 65 and older. For patients who have Medicare, there is a one-time covered cost of an ultrasound to screen, and that's in any patient who's 65 and older, I'm sorry, any male patient 65 and older who has one or more risk factors for aneurysm.
And really quickly, you know, if a family history of aortic embolism, but maybe some folks didn't know that they had this in their family. Maybe they were just told it was a heart attack or something.
Right. And I think that some of that has probably happened in the past where, you know, somebody dies suddenly at home and people don't know why, and it could have been an aneurysm.
So have this checked out, and there's more information. We'll have it on our website. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Seidman. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
And this is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for listening.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.